The Pentagon today confirmed airstrikes in the eastern Afghanistan region of Khost. A Pentagon spokeswoman told NPR that the planes are hitting camps used by the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. She said the camps will be bombed until their facilities are useless. The struggle for order in Afghanistan is taking many forms. In the southern town of Spin Boldak, near the Pakistan border, there's an effort to disarm the population. An Afghan warlord and some American soldiers are trying to do this in a place that's been rife with crime since the Taliban collapsed. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The soldiers are confiscating Kalashnikov rifles in a place where people seem to own weapons the way that Americans own TV sets. The provincial governor is trying to avoid the tribal fighting that has led to anarchy here in the past. Today, Kandahar Governor Gul Agha Sharzai attended a meeting of local leaders. His men set up a sound system, fired up a generator to power it, and tried to persuade the locals to work together.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
A local mullah presided in a Spin Boldak courtyard. In heaven, he said, you will be judged by your deeds, not your bloodlines. On the ground, beneath a stand of trees, sat representatives of several local family groups, small-time chieftains who've been straining for control. On a soft brown couch sat the bigger warlord, who wants him to cut it out. Provincial Governor Gul Agha Sharzai is bearded, burly, profane, and often brutal. His troops captured Kandahar province from the Taliban in a series of bloody fights. He is now one of several leaders who control regional fiefdoms around the country. But on this occasion, he seemed almost statesmanlike. Maybe it was the white Afghan outfit he wore, or the American Special Forces advisors who sat quietly beside him. Maybe it was the speech printed out on the paper in his hand. He introduced a man he had chosen as the new leader of this district. The governor tried to win over his audience. He promised that as soon as tomorrow, he will send money so they can afford to reopen a local school. And in this area that once strongly supported the Taliban, Gul Agha promised to work for the release of imprisoned Taliban fighters. Outside the meeting, Governor Gul Agha's soldiers were taking more forceful measures. They prepared to move house to house, looking for weapons. They want to clean up a town they consider an international embarrassment. While local leaders dickered over who should govern the place, armed groups slipped into a power vacuum. They were extorting money from travelers as they crossed the border from nearby Pakistan. Some international aid groups have refused to enter Afghanistan at all. Truck traffic has been disrupted. Journalists and other foreigners have paid several hundred dollars a head. The other day, one of the governor's advisors met an American. She told Yusuf Pashtun that a local warlord forced her to pay.
He wouldn't let me out of the office.
This also?
I mean, I even have a receipt for this. Right.
You have a receipt for that?
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Sure. He made me, it was $100 to stamp the passport, and then he forced me to take a guard and a car.
After hearing that story, the governor's advisor attended today's meeting in Spin Boldak. Yusuf Pashtun listened as the leaders of several clans pledged allegiance to their governor. Several said they would give up all their Kalashnikov rifles. And when he got a chance to speak, Yusuf Pashtun saw many signs pointing toward peace.
Everybody here agreed and stressed the fact that peace could only be established when all the weapons are collected and arrangements are made for a permanent government security forces.
But the local warlord who'd been shaking down foreign travelers didn't show up for this meeting. It's not clear when or if his men will give up all their guns. And just before the meeting broke up, there was another hint of the challenges that Afghanistan may face. The mullah introduced a local musician. He said the musician would be singing Afghanistan's national anthem. But when the man started to sing, he belted out something else. He sang a new provincial anthem praising Kandahar's governor, the warlord Gul Agha. Gradually in Kandahar province, local tribes are being forced to submit to the authority of a single regional warlord. It is a step toward law and order, but it's not clear who will force Afghanistan's regional warlords to submit to a national government. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Spin Boldak, Afghanistan.